Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's happening at the assessor's office? Are any changes coming to property taxes in the near future? Let's go in-depth with Drew Sanders, Marion County Assessor. So, Drew, has it been a busy year in the assessor's office?
Yes, it has. This is reassessment year, 2013, and we sent out notices back in April, and the taxpayers have had the opportunity to petition if they disagreed with the value during the month of May to the local Board of Review.
And were there very many petitions?
It was about normal.
Normal?
We had about 150 petitions, which encompassed 240 different parcels, different tracts of land. And the board usually, you know, splits pretty good. I mean, they approve most of them, but they do deny some, so.
And so they really think about it, invest in it, and try to be fair with everybody.
Yes, they do, yes.
All right. And that board is appointed by the county, or where does that board come from?
It is appointed by the conference board, is composed of supervisors, and the board of supervisors, mayors from all the towns, and then also a representative from each school district.
All right. And so you've had the reassessment year, and if I remember correctly, the effort was so big, you had to go beyond your office to hire some professionals to come in and do it. Is that right?
Yeah, we did specifically for the commercial and industrial property. We had a complete reappraisal, reinspection of those properties.
And did that group do a good job?
Yes, they did. Yeah, I believe they did. And then we had a few more commercial and industrial protests than we normally do, but that was to be expected.
Okay, given that that was the reassessment.
Given the reassessment, yeah.
What's coming up in the near future? I know the treasurer's office is going to send out the property tax bills, right? And does that impact you any at all?
It does, and just that we get some additional calls during that time.
But people need to be calling them.
Well, if they actually have questions on the taxes, then, yeah, they should call them. But then if they're wondering why the value then went up, they should call us. Or if they don't see that they have a homestead or something on their property taxes, they usually call us. So.
And homestead, tell me what that is.
Homestead, that's a tax credit for anyone who owns and lives in their home. And they need to sign up for it when they first purchase it. It used to be you had to sign up every year, but that was changed to once you sign up, it's just a one-time signing.
Okay, so somebody that's just built a new home needs to sign up, and everybody else has probably already signed up?
Though, if they've built a new home or if they purchased a different home, they need to sign up too. Even if they've purchased a home next door to the one they did own, it would be a different address, so they would need to sign up for the new purchase.
And how do you know? I mean, like, let's say I bought my house 20 years ago. I don't remember. How do I know if I did that?
You can check your tax receipt. There should be a line showing a homestead credit on your tax receipt.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Drew Sanders, Marion County Assessor. Now, what else is happening in your office now?
Mainly, we're still doing, as all the time, we do field checks. We have our appraisals going out and looking at property. We're getting ready for actually the next reassessment, not reassessment yet, but for the 2014 assessments.
And how do you decide what property to go out and look at?
It varies by either just a request from somebody to come look at it or permits. We compare aerial photos to see if there's something different from 3 years ago to what we have now, and we'll mark it and flag it to go out and check it.
And those are aerial photos that were ordered by the county. It's not just going to Google Earth
right,
or something?
Yeah, it's strictly aerial photos that the county has had taken.
All right, and we do those regularly?
We've gotten, since I've been here, we've gotten a schedule to do it every 3 years.
Every 3 years? All right, and so if you have a new building, let's say I put up a new building out back, I should be calling your office, or do you just discover it?
It happens both ways.
Both ways.
We get a call. Technically, if they put a building up, they need to get a building permit.
Okay, and so the building permit will trigger that.
It will trigger that too, yes, for us. And that's, you know, through the zoning, either the county zoning or the individual towns. I know some of the smaller towns do not have actual building permits, but in that case, the owner needs to notify us.
Okay. What if I don't?
Then it will be discovered.
It'll be discovered, and then I'll be assessed for that.
You'll be assessed.
Will I get a penalty?
There's a possibility that if it's been there for a number of years that we can add a penalty. We can actually go back and add it for at least 2 years.
So the penalty would be I'd have to pay those old property taxes. Other penalty, no?
There is the option for the assessor to add 100% penalty, so basically double your assessment for...
So I just better behave, is what you're saying. There's no getting around it.
There's no getting around it. Eventually it will be discovered,
And because it's important, this is how we pay for government.
That's how we pay for government, schools.
And everything. And so where does the, you've told me this before, but where does the money go to again? For the property taxes.
Basically, the estimate is that, 50% goes to the schools, 25% to the county, and then 25% to the cities.
Okay.
It's just a basic estimate.
And so for law enforcement, fire protection, roads, streets, all that stuff, snow plows, all that stuff I can't do myself.
Yeah, all that.
All right. Okay. Well, that's good and for good causes, and we hope they're using the money well.
Yes.
That's the overall goal. All right. And so I don't really want to avoid having to pay that. I want to pay my share, right?
Yes, you should pay your fair share is what the purpose of assessment is. We want to be fair. A fair assessment and equitable with other like properties.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Drew Sanders, Marion County Assessor. Now, I know that Governor Branstad has really been pushing for reform on business property. And did any of that go through? Are there going to be any changes in the future?
Yes, the legislature and the governor did sign a bill, I think it was Senate File 295 or something like that, and it had two basic components for the commercial properties. One is for assessment year of 2013, which the property taxes would be for the fiscal year of 2014 and 15, would be like the September of 2014 taxes and the March of 2015 taxes, there's going to be a 5% rollback basically to the commercial property.
And rollback, what does that mean?
It means, say the property is assessed at $100,000, it would actually be taxed on $95,000.
And we have other rollbacks, don't we?
Yes, there's a residential rollback and also an agricultural rollback now. And currently residential is at around 50% and I think agricultural is at 55%.
That sort of seems like an odd thing to have, rollbacks. It's just like, why not just say what we're going to pay? But something was established, then it kept getting cut back. Is that what happened?
Yeah, back in the, I don't know if it was the 70s or 80s, that the legislature tied basically the agricultural and residential together so that taxable value cannot go higher than the other by more than 4%.
By 4%.
4% in the reassessment year.
All right.
And that's statewide to aggregate value. It's not just by county.
And that still holds?
That still holds.
Okay. And the rollback is, let's say it's 50%. So that means if the house is worth $100,000, you pay property taxes on $50,000.
You're paying on $50,000,
And so why they keep moving that rollback around, don't they? A few years ago, it was like 40-something percent, right?
Yeah, so that's because agricultural land has gone up significantly in the last 6 years, value-wise.
So value-wise, it's
so gone the rollback, they've applied a rollback to the agricultural, but the residential has increased, so they stays within that 4%.
All right, so why not just roll back the agricultural more?
That would have to be a question to the Department of Revenue.
All right, so I'm sure there's been all kinds of dickering on all.
And actually, that was another part of the bill that passed, is that they're reducing that 4% to 3% difference.
Oh, really?
I think the governor actually wanted to go down to 2%.
And what's the benefit of that?
It's so that the change in the rollback each year isn't so much. Like, residential has gone up as agriculture has gone down, but this will keep it a little tighter.
More
a little tighter, yeah.
Now, how come agricultural land isn't the same as commercial? I guess in the sense that they're all businesses, right?
The legislature has set that the assessed value for commercial and residential and industrial is based on market value, and what it would actually sell for in the open market. However, they've said that the agricultural is based on its ability to grow crop.
Okay.
And that was set back in the 70s, too.
Because it's different, because some land is more valuable for cropland.
For cropland than others, yeah.
All right. And business real estate is probably more consistent? Well, I would guess not. Probably prime downtown Des Moines business property is worth more than downtown, small town Iowa.
Right, yeah.
And so there's no differentiating that?
The difference between small town and Des Moines is based on that actual market for that jurisdiction, the county.
Okay, so it's the
value. I look at the sales for Marion County. I don't look at the sales for Des Moines or any place else.
And so the land would be based upon the value of the business property would be based upon comparables in that market.
Comparable sales, yeah.
All right, so there is a kind of a standardization for what the land is valued. I see, with commercial properties.
Yes, it's based on what that lot would sell for. Well, as an agricultural property, it's based on its ability to produce crop.
And the assessments, they're based upon the value of the land and the value of the structures on the land, right?
Yes.
And so this is sort of an interesting thing. Ultimately, we want our property to be more valued, but the more valued it is, the more we pay in property taxes.
Yeah, that's a possibility, yeah. I mean, it depends. Part of that equation is, does the taxing authorities want more money as part of that equation, basically? Even though the value may go up, if the school doesn't want any more money in the budget from property taxes, then the levy could go down.
All right. And those kinds of things we vote on, right? Or do they just happen?
Those kinds of things that aren't really voted on is just part of the budget process.
So the school board tells us.
The school board tells they have to have a public hearing, where people can come and object to it, but I don't know.
Okay, I guess I was confusing that with the bond issue.
Yeah, the bond issue, that has to be voted on. That's a different thing. Yeah.
All right, but if they said, a few years ago we needed more money to build the new gym, now we need less, so the levy will go down.
Yeah.
All right, when they say we want to build a new building,
It would go to a bond, and it would have to be approved like Pella Schools did here this past spring.
And so how do you keep track of all this stuff?
As to?
All of this. I mean, all these complicated issues related to your assessments and then ultimately to what we pay in property taxes.
How do we keep track of it?
Yeah, I mean, how do you keep up with everything that you need to know? It's continual learning, it has to be. Is it continual training? Do they give you
continual? Yes, that's continual education. I mean, assessors are required to take so many hours of education during their appointment term, which is a 6-year term. And then also any new law changes, the Department of Revenue sort of sets out guidelines as to what we need to follow.
Right, and so you're constantly getting updates. It's just continued professional development.
Yes.
All right, and then I presume there's some group of county assessors that meet and establish kinds of best practices for each other, and then you give feedback to the legislature? Do you do that?
There is a assessors association statewide, and then actually within that there's different districts that, like, the district will meet every month. We'll have a district meeting in one of the counties every month, and we get discuss ideas and, like I said, methods that might improve our office.
And does your staff go too, or you?
Yes, we all go. We take turns going.
Okay, and then come back and share.
Come back and share.
And then I bet you have to walk down the hallway and you have to tell people in other offices stuff that you've learned too.
Yes. I mean, if it's something that usually it's, if it applies to their office too, but a lot of time the discussion is mainly, assessment procedures and that type of thing. So,
anything else on the horizon our listeners should be thinking about?
We did touch on the commercial property tax relief that the governor had proposed and did pass. Another part of that is there's also a business property tax credit, which the commercial entities will have to sign up for. And the Department of Revenue is actually in the process now of getting a form out to the assessors so we can get it to everybody. I'm planning on sending it to all the businesses once I get it. So.
Okay, and so then, well, that's good news.
Yeah.
And so then people can talk to you about it, whether they want to apply for it or not?
Yes.
Are we talking real money here?
I'm not sure.
Not sure.
What is going to entail. I mean, it's like any tax credit. The legislature have set aside so many dollars to apply to the whole state. And
so all those details are just being figured out?
Yeah, they're just being figured out. Yeah.
Well, will you call me when that arrives?
I can do that.
Yeah. And we'll let people know.
Oh. That sounds good.
Thanks to Drew Sanders for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.